Now to the widening sex scandal, which is shaking South Korea's multi-billion dollar pop industry to the core. Some of the biggest names in K-pop are under investigation for sharing secret sex tapes of women online and trafficking prostitutes. The revelations are shocking notoriously devoted K-pop fans worldwide. Samantha Donovan reports.
K-pop has won millions of fans around the world with its squeaky clean image. But devotees have been stunned by the sight of some of its biggest stars, including Seungri, being hauled in for questioning by police.
I once again deeply apologise to the public and everyone who has been hurt. I will earnestly face the investigation and answer truthfully rather than saying anything at this stage. Thank you.
Seungri is not only accused of sharing explicit videos of women in a chat room with other K-pop stars, but also of the offence of sexual bribery. It's alleged he's broken South Korean laws by paying for prostitutes for foreign businessmen who could in turn help his business. Another singer and TV celebrity, Jung Jang-yong, is also facing charges. He's admitted to sharing the videos he took while having sex with women. Savannah Ohanjanian is the head editor at SBS Pop Asia.
I think initially fans really didn't want to believe that it was true, but now everyone, the conversation seems to be turning in a direction where everyone is understanding that there's a good chance that these allegations are actually true and that these men are guilty. And so fans are mainly just very disappointed in the behaviour of these people.
And in particular, how are South Korean women, the fans of these groups and singers, responding?
The Me Too movement has been growing in South Korea for the last few years. Women have become more aware of feminism and more willing to take up feminism. And also the hidden camera issue is huge in South Korea as well. So hidden cameras are a very common thing, I guess you could say, in South Korea. They are often found in places like public toilets and hotel rooms. Women are unaware that they are being filmed in these situations. And men usually put these cameras in for a couple of hours in these locations, take them out, take the videos and upload them online and sell them. What's happened now is there are idols involved in a chat room where they have been sharing hidden camera footage that they have filmed of themselves with women without the women's knowledge or consent.
Do you think this K-pop scandal is going to have big repercussions for the industry?
I think people would like to think that it will have big repercussions, but at the moment it's too hard to tell what will happen.
Have the fans of SBS who follow the music through you been responding so far in Australia?
Australian fans are definitely very angry and disappointed, and they have responded as such. K-pop, of course, is huge, and there are so many different groups and so many different people. And so I don't think these specific celebrities are a reflection of K-pop as a whole.
Who follows K-pop in Australia? Is it mainly South Korean students and migrants, or is there a big following through the wider population as well?
The following is huge, and there is no specific demographic that you could say. There's a huge age range depending on the kind of music, the gender varies, and yeah, all people of different ethnic backgrounds. If you go to a K-pop concert in Sydney, you're going to see a huge variety of people of different ages having a great time.
Savannah Ohanjanian from SBS Pop Asia, ending Samantha Donovan's report.